You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
This gardening feature is brought to you by Harry Humans Garden Centre.
It's 10:30 and time for the Gardening Zone with our sponsor, Jeremy Fenn from Harry Humans. Good morning, Jeremy, and welcome back.
Thank you. Yeah, good to be back.
Yes, and our topic this morning?
Oh, we're going to be talking about what to expect when you buy plants.
That's an interesting topic.
Yeah, I thought it was a good one. And then maybe we'll touch on some bulbs.
All right. But before that, we need to wish our David a happy birthday.
Yes. He's
apologized for not being here because he's celebrating his birthday.
I think it's a big event.
It is one.
Probably every year.
Yes.
Every year is a big event for David. So
happy birthday, David. We hope you're having a fantastic morning.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully he's listening.
Yes. And I don't think so. I think he's got a lot planned.
Oh, yeah. I think he's hanging out and stuff. Yeah. No, that's awesome. Yes, so in terms of buying plants, I think if you're a new gardener, then you're not going to know exactly how you can buy plants. And so that's what I'm going to just touch on today, because there's different options. Because the other thing about plants, especially these days, it seems like, well, everything seems expensive.
Yes.
But, yeah, as plants get larger and larger sizes, then prices get bigger and bigger.
It's
so,
it's like when you go shopping anywhere, yeah. You know? It starts small and it gets bigger, 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 and the prices is just, you know?
Yeah, so there's things involved in growing plants. Obviously, there's the actual plant, and then there's the labor of potting it, and then the watering and the looking after and the fertilizing and the care and all those sort of things. So the longer the plant is in someone's care, the more expensive it actually becomes. So just to sort of structure it, I sell seeds. Now, seeds come in a packet and you get, depending on what type of plant it is, like lettuce, let's say. Now, the lettuce seeds are tiny, tiny, tiny. So you could buy a small little 2-gram pack of lettuce seed, but you get like 1,000 seeds. And that'll cost you, you know, 20-something rand. Yeah. And then, but then you have to do the work. You know, you've got to germinate those seeds. You've got to have the medium. You've got to do the work.
You've got to know what you're doing.
Yeah, well, you've got to experiment if you're a new gardener and that's the way you want to go. That would be probably the most inexpensive way. And then the next step up would be like you can buy a lettuce 6-pack, and that means that you're only getting 6 individual lettuce plants, but each lettuce is now grown about 15 centimeters high, and then all you're going to do is transplant that lettuce into your pot or whatever, and be able to, if it's a leaf lettuce, you're going to pick off that leaf lettuce for quite a long time, and you're probably going to get, out of your 6 plants, you're going to get decent yield if all of them survive. But comparatively, compared to that 20 odd rand for a packet of seed that you get 1,000, and now you've got the next stage is 6, only 6. You know, it's quite a difference when you're actually buying a 6-pack, which is also 20 or 30 something rand.
So do your customers actually ask you all these questions? Why is this so expensive? Have you got questions like that?
Well, you know, not directly.
Yes.
But I'm just sort of giving the idea that, okay, There are reasons why things cost this. So you can start with the seed. There's no reason you can't start with the seed.
Because it still works.
It definitely still works. And then also with a seed, if you get it right, then you can start sowing at intervals through your season, and then you've always got, you know, little seedlings coming on, and then you sort it. So it does take a little bit more expertise, a little bit of more practice, a little bit more work, but you can definitely get there. Now, the lettuce sort of stops at the 6-packs because, you know, I'm not going to put a lettuce in the pot because it's not worth it. So, there are other plants that you're going to get in 6-packs, the seedlings, either annuals, which are the ones that you're going to plant for a season, or perennials, which can carry on. And then even we've got 4-packs and 6-packs of shrub plants. So you can still buy a plant that's going to make a, you know, full-on couple of meter high shrub, but it's coming in a 6-pack. And obviously when you're buying that 6-pack, it's still a young-ish plant, so not a huge amount of work has gone into it, so it's going to be more reasonable to buy it like that. So if you're on a budget and you want to fill a garden, you can definitely get quite a few like shrubs in six packs. Unfortunately, you're going to have six of the same thing, but you know, yes, it just depends on your garden and how you're going to structure things. But you know, doing it that way is also more cost effective because you're getting six plants at a time. But yeah, all the color annuals, all those sort of things come in six packs, and then you get your perennial things in the six packs, like I said, and then even the shrubs, and then also the veg in the six packs. The veg is mostly stops there, but some of the veg you'll also get in like a little pot, and that would be the next stage, like a 12 centimeter pot or a 15 centimeter pot. And that's your plants that's now gone on a little bit further, a little bit grown, a little bit more.
Yes.
And now they're maybe 30 centimeters high in that pot or something like that. So, you know, you're going through the stages now. And after, so you get plants in your 15 centimeter pot or maybe a 4 kg bag, depending on what the grower decides they want to present their plant in. Because it also sometimes comes down to presentation. A pot does look neater, and sometimes they do it in like a color pot. It might not be a black pot, it might be a terracotta color pot, maybe even a green pot. Just depends on the supplier. And then you've got your 4 kg bag, like I said, and that would be for more of your run-of-the-mill plants. They'll come in a bag. But there's no real difference between the pot and the bag. I think the bags are cheaper to buy for the supplier. But, you know, once the plant is grown, in terms of like the volumes and stuff, they're pretty similar. Yeah.
Have you found that your customers are coming in more and more now to buy seeds for veggies and for fruits and all? Because, you know, when you go to a supermarket,
yes,
and you are buying, you know, you get six in a pack. But when you open it, it's off, you know. And I've heard people say, rather great myself.
Yes.
So have you found that?
We definitely are selling a lot more seed for veggies and the six packs.
Yes.
Like I said. So those have been doing very well, actually since COVID as well. You know, we've talked about this before, but people, yes, did get into their gardens and worked out they can grow their own veg. As I was coming down Komaki Road now, I was looking up at the one house that's a newish house.
Yes.
And on the one side of the house, you can see a big like shea cloth tunnel, and then they've got this like rondavel thing on, yes, also in shea cloth, and then they had this other like little structure. So it's a new house, but it's, you know, they're obviously growing veg, yeah, in there, because they've got some stuff going on. And
I think that's where all of us are going to go, because veggies, it is expensive in the shop, and yes, it doesn't last. I'm experiencing. I can say green peppers,
yes,
you know, and everyone I cut, I just throw away, and you know, and so now, you know, Mr. Hayes decided, he's going to grow green peppers.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, I suppose now in a greenhouse because of the winter, but over the summer time you can definitely do it outdoors. But if you've got some sort of greenhouse structure, you can definitely try the peppers in the winter as well, as long as it's warm, yeah, enough. But that was reminding me of, I don't know if you know the comedian Sean Locke.
Yes.
Okay, so obviously he passed away, and
yeah,
you know, every now and again I'll watch a video of his comedy. He was, you know, such a loss. But he was talking about how those lettuce packs, when, yeah, you're buying the lettuce pack, and then he says you're either buying lettuce or you're buying compost, because you know, by the time you get it home, sometimes it's already started to go to compost in the bag. But it does depend on.
But he's actually right, and yeah, we're experiencing that lately. And it doesn't matter what supermarket you're going to; it really doesn't matter. It's, yeah, quite annoying. Yes. Now you're ready to, and then it's off. You know,
yeah,
you've got to.
Yeah. No, you got to open it and eat it straight away. Yes. He also jokes that he's eating in the car park.
He's cracking
the bags and eating in the car park just because he doesn't want a chance driving home with the salad.
I actually agree with him. So grow your own.
Yes. And then, yeah, so a lot of plants come in the 15s and the 4 kg bags. That's like majority of the stuff that I've got on the floor is going to be in those sizes. And you can get trees in those sizes, you can get the shrubs, you can get the sub shrubs, all that sort of stuff. All the color stuff is going to be in the small pots and bags. And then from there, you're going to go into bigger stuff. But as soon as it goes into the next size, then the price jumps. So if you want more instant garden, then you're going to have to start paying more. And then we go to like maybe a 10 kg bag or a 23 centimeter pot, depending on the supplier again. So now you're looking at a plant that's maybe could be like 800 to a meter high. So that's gone through some more growth. It's sat in the supplier's nursery for another season or two seasons or three seasons, whatever. Yeah.
Depending and longer labor.
Longer labor, looking after it, watering, all those sort of good things. So that's why they are more expensive, but at the same time you're getting something that is more established. Now, some people have got different opinions on buy big or buy small. Sometimes in our environment, it's actually better to buy the smaller one as long as you look after it at the beginning, because then it's going to get used to the conditions. It might sit there for a while. And this is something that people do ask me, I've planted this thing and it doesn't look like it's moved. And I'm just saying, well, how long has it been in the ground? Because it might be just getting, used to the conditions, and then all of a sudden it's going to go. So sometimes smaller is actually better. Smaller as in the 4 kg bag, because it's more established.
Yes.
Than a seedling. As I said, you're going to the 10 kg bag, and then even a 20 kg bag, you're going to get a tree. Most of the trees or the big shrubs are going to be in 20s as well. But then obviously you're paying the higher price. And then I don't often stock, but I can definitely order in. And this is for the people that want like instant. You can go a 70-liter bag, 100-liter bag, 125, 250, even 1,000-liter. Now, 1,000-liter is like a bucky size. I'm not going to be dealing in those.
But you can order it in.
Can order it in, and the truck will come with a crane, and it'll lower your plant.
That little cherry pickers.
So now we're talking big money. But, it all depends on the situation. It depends on what the vision is. I mean, sometimes you get an architect and a landscape architect doing a new house or something. And then they want something really impressive.
So they want instant.
They want instant, and they've got budget. Yes. And then they go, okay, well, let's get 5,000 liter trees. And then, you're talking big money.
You're talking big money.
Yeah. So, I mean, most people are not going to be going that route. But, there are options, because there are people that grow big stuff for specifically those sort of things. So.
And, you need patience when you want to have a garden.
Yes.
You definitely need patience. I know many of us are so impatient. Like you said, we want to see it rise. We want to see the action.
Yes. No, it's true. These days with the fast videos or whatever they call them, the TikToks and that stuff like that, everything seems to be instant.
Yes.
I think it's something about I was on song length. I think most pop songs used to be about 320, 340 in terms of 330, 325. I don't know what the exact thing is, but that was the
320, 330. Max.
That was the pop song length. You could go verse, chorus, whatever. Now these days, people, they're not listening to songs that long, so your pop song can be like 230. Yes. It's like drop the minute off the song, and then that's still a good song.
Yeah.
But apparently, just because of man, it's crazy. Craziness. Do you want to play a song, or
I thought we were on such a roll here. Okay. We might as well just keep going.
Okay, perfect. No, that's fine.
Yes.
So you've got to be buying your plants, and then the other thing that you need to do and think about when you buy the plants is, because you're investing now, I would say do the research and come and speak to the salespeople at our garden center, or wherever you're going to do your, ask Meta AI or whatever, about plants that do well in certain aspects. So check that what the sun shade is in the areas that you want to plant. Check the wind, switch where the wind's going to come through. Is it going to be the southeast side? Then you definitely need something that's going to be wind resistant.
Yes. Especially here at the coast, where we all stay at, we need to ask questions.
Yeah.
Because,
No, you don't want to waste money.
We're on the coast side, and we do get the southeaster,
you definitely don't want to waste your time and money, because it's very disappointing if you plant something and then, even though you're doing everything correctly, like you put the right soil in or, prepare the soil nicely, and then all of a sudden it doesn't survive. So, you do want to do some research and ask questions. And the other thing that you want to check is your soil type, because that's something that's very interesting to me, because all over this valley is very different. So I've got a house in Sunnydale that we're doing like a renovation on, and we couldn't work out why it was so wet. because it's been summer now, and then all of a sudden this rain came, and then the water was just pooling everywhere.
Yes.
And then we started digging holes, and it's just like clay underneath. But I thought like Sunnydale was like sand.
Yes.
And then, yeah, you know, you got Noorduk and it's rocky and or clay or, yeah, you know. So we've got all types
so
of soil.
So do you suggest bring some soil in so that you can show this is what we've got, and then, you know, you can guide them?
Yeah, that's another option if you're worried about your soil.
Yes.
You know, you can identify sand, I think, is quite easy to identify. And then if it's clay, what you can do is you can, you know, make a ball of soil or make a moisture. I think this is the test. So you take some soil in a bucket or something and you wet it, and then you take the soil out and you put it into, like, pack it into a ball. And if that ball just sort of fades and it just sort of breaks up, then it's very sandy. It's, you know it's well drained. And if it stays in that little ball for a long time,
then you know it's,
then
moist.
You know it's got, yeah, it's the moisture is staying there because it's the clay content potentially.
Okay.
And it's like holding. So then you know that, hang on, you know, I've got to do something about my soil, because if I plant something that requires well drained soil and the water doesn't drain, then you're in trouble.
You're wasting your money then.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So it's a good idea to just dig some holes and check your garden and see what's going on there.
And if you're not sure, just take it in and come and chat. Say, this is what I have.
Yeah, exactly. That's always an option.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes.
Yeah, so those are the sort of things about that I wanted to talk about when you, because if you're not sure, you don't know exactly how you're going to buy plants. So I thought I'd just give you a little taster of that. And then the other thing that we did touch on at the beginning that I wanted to talk about was bulbs, because it is coming up to bulb season now. It usually would be already, you know, going in, but we haven't had the rains that we had last year. The rains seem to be holding off. We've had a little bit of rain, and then we had that spit and the spat on, when was it, Saturday evening?
Yes, yes.
With that lightning and thunder, was crazy.
The unexpected lightning and thunder.
Exactly.
And rain.
Yeah, definitely wasn't expecting that. So we haven't had the proper rains coming in yet, and usually you would wait for those before you planted your bulbs. But the other thing that's been interesting is that I've been selling bulbs consistently. I mean, we've always had them. We get them mostly at two times in the year, or three times.
Yes.
So we get the March-April bulbs, which are for your spring flowering, winter spring flowering. And then you get some in June, which are also for late spring. And then you get the September-October batch that comes in, and that's for your summer flowering, summer autumn flowering. And often the winter flowering ones, I get them in and they sit for a little while and they sell, but they don't sell like, you know, flying off the shelves. This year I ordered my first batch and within it was like 10 days and I had to order a second batch. And I was like, what's going on here? So then I ordered another batch,
yeah,
and now that's down to, so we get three racks and now that's down to one rack. So I've got very few bulbs left, unfortunately. And the supplier's a little bit, you know, they, yeah, don't have a big list.
Have you done your homework to find out why this is happening?
I think, you know, there's a lot of this Instagram stuff going around, and people get excited when they see things on Instagram, I think. And I know my wife does. So I think maybe there are people that are promoting bulbs, you know, on the Instagram, the TikToks,
yes,
and that sort of stuff. And I think that might be something that's driving it. Or it just could be how seasons change and you know, things come in and go out. And it seems to be that people are interested in bulbs again, which was quite interesting and quite cool. So, you know, the bulb has got a different life cycle, because it stores its energy in that bulb.
I was going to ask that question.
How
long is the cycle?
Yes. So it stores the energy in the bulb, and then that provides the energy for it to shoot the leaves and the flower stems and put on the flowers and stuff. And then as long as there's enough nutrients in the soil, it's going to suck in those nutrients for the next season.
Yeah. So for a new gardener, how would they, you know, plant their bulbs?
Yeah, I think the best one would be in like troughs or pots, because you can control the environment a bit better than the garden. It depends on the bulb. There are some that work in just in the ground and multiply them by themselves, and you can just sort of leave them. But then you've also got the bulbs that in our environment, they might actually be better if you lifted them and then stored them properly for the next season.
Right, so good morning, Sharon. And Sharon is saying, I have spider lilies in a pot. The green leaves come up every year, but haven't flowered for about 5 years. Why don't they flower anymore?
So that could be exactly what I've said, that the soil might not have enough nutrients in it. Because even though they do their thing and they push the leaves, there might not be enough nutrient for the actual storing the energy for the flowers. So I would say that you either need to spread one of those general fertilizers over the top that every time it gets water, puts it in the soil, or doing a liquid feed every 2 weeks or something. That can be a bit more labor intensive. But yeah, that could be the thing. If they used to flower.
Yes, that's what she said,
Hasn't flowered for the last 5.
Comes up every year, but hasn't flowered for about 5 years.
Yeah, so the other thing is that they're probably multiplying in that container, and more bulbs, more nutrients required. So that could be another thing as well. So it's sucking up anything that's available has been sucked up, and now they're just sort of surviving. So they're just surviving would be putting up some leaves and then, getting some energy from the sun and stuff. I would say, yeah, maybe the fertilizing. The other thing is lifting them and separating them, putting them in new soil. I'm not sure if that's also... So new soil, more nutrients in the soil. Yeah, that would be...
So, Sharon, I hope that answered your question. But if you do all the things Jeremy has just mentioned and it doesn't work, then you make your way into Harry Goodman's and go and have a chat.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
She just replied, Sharon says, thank you. She will do just that.
Perfect. That's excellent.
Yeah. So as I said, for a new gardener now, needing to learn how to, to grow or to plant these bulbs, where to put it. And
yeah, they do like probably a morning sun position, most of them. You see, they'll have on the pack, they'll tell you exactly how deep to plant the bulb, how far away to space them.
Oh, so it gives you a step by step.
It does give you, definitely. Yeah. And how tall they're going to get and the aspect, sun or semi-shade or something like that. Most of them will like a warm shelter position. I think that's probably... most of them.
So on my side, up on the mountain, so we've got the mountain right around us, and we've got that clay type, there's yes. always water, and then the sea. What kind of bulbs would we use then? And there's many of us on that, on the Yolin the Heights, many of us.
Yeah, I mean, there's actually a lot of South African bulbs, I'm not sure exactly which ones would be the best, but we've just had a lot of freesias. The freesias would probably do well. You might have to stake the stems of the flowers because they will get a little bit longer. But, definitely the freesias. I mean, you could try daffodils. As long as you put them out of the wind, they could work. It could work quite nicely. Yeah, there's the anemones and the ranunculus, but they might get flattened if it's very windy. So, yeah, it's just to get the best show with bulbs, it's usually something a spot out of the wind. Would be a much better spot.
Yeah, because we've got the mountains surrounding us. Mm-hmm. So it's like in a dip.
All right.
So that's we'd say, and we do. I mean, when we get the southeaster, we really do get it. and when we get the rain, we really get it. And then the ground is wet.
Yes, and it stays moist. So stays I would moist. Say then you would probably do them in like a little trough or a big pot or something like that to get to make sure that that soil drains properly. Right. Yeah.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure.
So is that it?
I think it is.
Time has run. Well, it's almost time for us to say goodbye anyway, Jeremy. Is there anything else you want to share with anybody?
Yeah, I think another public holiday on Wednesday.
Can you believe it?
We'll be open.
You are open, yes.
Yeah, we open pretty much every day. So, come and visit. And just in terms of like the planting and stuff, it is a very good time to plant. If you're going to be doing... like heavy planting, it's good because hopefully we're going to have the rain soon. And so if you were thinking about a garden or thinking about extending a bed or doing it's the right time for that.
So I'd put it out to all our listeners near and afar. Make your way on Wednesday and go and have a chat and go and see the lovely, you've got a beautiful array, the way your it's been set out as beautiful. I mean, you make it very colorful.
Yes.
So, and even when you walk in, yeah. it's very, you know, like you want to know, what is this? What is this? So well done, you know. So make your way to Harry Humans on Wednesday. Go have a chat. Jeremy, will you be there? Or
I won't be there on Wednesday.
Okay, you can ask anyone, as Jeremy says. Yes. They are there to help you.
Exactly.
So Jeremy, thank you for coming in. Pleasure. And sharing your knowledge and expertise with us. And David, David will be by himself. On himself, and then you'll be at the near the end of the month. Of May.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, Jeremy. Have a licker day.
You too. Thank
ciao,
you.
Ciao, ciao. Bye.
Bye.
This gardening feature was brought to you by Harry Humans Garden Center.